It's time for a school district interview right here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio today, we have Principal Jared Hardy of Sally Morrow. Principal Hardy, it's been a while since we've gotten you in the studio, but I appreciate you making time for us again here in this early Wednesday morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Definitely. Hey, it's already March, which means we only have a couple of months left in the school year. So how have things gone for you as in your first year as principal at Sally Morrow?
Things have been great. The kids have been great to help me learn the ropes of an elementary school coming from secondary, but it's been really fun.
Now that you guys get down to the final couple of months, at what point in time do you expect the kids to start checking out?
Sometimes they check out right now. We're kind of in a long haul till spring break in April, but they're working hard, and by the time we sage test in May, they'll probably start getting ready to be done.
Yeah. Well, that'll be here before we know it, definitely. Now, I was asking Principal Hardy off of the cuff, what are some of the things that the kids are doing around this time of the year? And you brought up March Madness. I mean, everybody has some sort of interest in March Madness. You guys have actually implemented this with math, right, at the school? This is pretty neat.
Yeah, we have. We call it our March Madness math. All the students are working on their grade levels of different math facts that they need to know, from addition within 10 at the kindergarten level to multiplication and division at fifth grade. And they work on certain facts, and they practice with each other for 10 minutes and take short little tests to try and pass off levels to move up the ladder and go from a rank of a freshman all the way to an NBA All-Star.
That's fantastic. How many NBA All-Stars do you think you'll have at the end of this?
I'm thinking we're going to have a lot. We just started last week, and in the first week, we had an entire fifth grade class pass off their first round of multiplication real easily. So I think we're going to have a lot by the time we're done at the end of March.
Now, this is kind of a fun way to implement learning along with, you know, the big craze which sweeps the nation. That is March Madness. And you're a sports guy as well, so I'm sure it's fun for you too.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It helps to have things around they're going around with the kids that they can relate to as they learn, and this helps them get excited about it. And every Friday they get to wear their favorite basketball team colors or team names, and they get prizes for passing off their facts, so they're excited.
So who's the most popular basketball team within the school?
Unfortunately, for me, I would have to say University of Utah was probably, or at least that's what they like to make fun of me for, because I'm a BYU fan, but probably the University of Utah and the Jazz.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. As long as they don't have too many Steph Curry jerseys rolling around in the elementary schools, I'm okay with that. Hey, Principal Hardy, let's talk about some of the other things going on at the school. What else is up and coming that the kids are definitely looking forward to? Is there anything that stands out to you?
Right now, we have the end of third quarter is coming up on the 21st, the kids are excited because that means we have 10 weeks of school left. So they're getting excited for that. Parents can expect to see third quarter progress reports coming home by the 28th.
What are some of the things that you as a principal have to gear up for in the final 10 weeks? I mean, has anything changed? Things get a little hectic for you?
Yeah, they do. We're starting to make our push. The classes will slowly start to begin their reviews for the SAGE testing and starting to get into that mindset of getting ready for that, getting that planned out, and starting to make plans for next year. So I get pretty busy right now.
10 more weeks in the school year. It's absolutely insane to think about. Do you guys have parent-teacher conference coming up as well at the end of the quarter?
We don't. We had it about a month ago.
Okay. So a little bit, when I was in school, it was at the end of every quarter, I believe, is how they did parent-teacher conference. So,
yeah, we do it at midterms of first and third quarter.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else happening at Sally Morrow that we need to talk about today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you guys definitely have fun with March Madness and make sure we log a couple of NBA All-Stars there. I think that's a great idea. So, Principal Hardy, I really appreciate you making time to come in. Looking forward to talking to you once again here in a few weeks.
All right, thank you.
That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Focus.